Joined here with Gary Byle, the under-20 manager, Donegal. Gary, good start. Two back-to-back wins, where you want to be in this group?
Yeah, good start is right. We got over the line, probably both nights. You know, two very hard battles. And, you know, we had a very hard battle last Wednesday. We got through it. Another very physical, hard battle again tonight, and we got over the line again. So you have to be happy with that, you know, and two out of two, you know, and hopefully, you know, we can start building a bit of momentum now as we move through the competition.
Absolutely. Talk about a start, whatever, to the competition. The start tonight, I know the concession of a 45 after a brilliant save, it must be said, by your goalkeeper, but that was followed up then by a brilliant break through the middle of the field by Kevin Muldoon, finished the goal to the back of the net, and he's held on to that goal. That was the cushion the whole way through.
I got the goal early on in the game, and I suppose it probably helped settle us into the game. Now, we had a bad start to the game last week. We went 1-5 to no score down, so we were targeting, you know, a good start to the game this week, you know, and that goal really helped to settle us down. And, you know, Kevin was ruthless when he got into that situation. Once he seen it open up in front of him, you know, he only had one thing in his mind, and, you know, fair play to him for finishing it off.
Oh, absolutely. A couple of points added on, and playing against a stiff breeze that was out there, you have to have been happy going in at half time. I think it was 1-3-4 that you led at the break, so you knew you were going to have the aid of a breeze at the start of the second half, and in fairness, you opened then with 2 points as well.
Yeah, there was a stiff breeze down there. You know, I think the scoring end was definitely the bottom end, and there was a wee breeze going down there as well. It was difficult scoring up to the top end. You know, probably going in at half time, the last 7-8 minutes of the half, we weren't happy. But, you know, we rushed at a few shots, and we took a few bad options just before half time. But we came in at half time, we got settled down again, and we got a good start to the second half. And we got a couple of scores on the board early again to get us settled into the half again.
Were you surprised by Monaghan tactically how they set up? They give you a lot of time on the ball out around the 65, 45 metre line, where you, particularly in the first half, where you obviously wanted to control the game, control the pace, control the possession with that breeze that you were playing against. And when they did step out, in fairness, Monaghan, pressure come on, they rattled off 3 unanswered points. Matty Finn in particular caused a little bit of heartache to your defence.
Yeah, well, I think when a team changes what they're doing, you know, midway through a half, it can shock a team, you know, and it changes the picture for a team. And, you know, they probably did that, and they got a wee bit of joy in us. It probably caught us on the hop a wee bit, like. But, you know, I thought our boys controlled the ball well in the first 20, 22 minutes of the half. And whether it was Monaghan stepping out on us a wee bit more, or whether it was us taking a couple of bad options, you know, we'll watch that back, and we'll have a look at that to see what happened.
I think it's a quick turnaround for you now again. Is it back out once more, or have you used the week off to the next one?
Yeah, no, we're back out on Saturday again. We're home to Antrim on Saturday. So we have a few days now to get ready again. And, you know, we're looking forward to playing Ballyshannon on Saturday, 2:00. So, no, we had the same situation last year. We had 3 games in a week, like, and, you know, we just embrace it. You know, we're looking forward to the games. And, you know, when we get to this time next week, we'll have another 2 games played and our group will be finished. And, you know, we talked about getting through the group phase and being in a good place and being stronger as a group, and, you know, just knowing more about ourselves as a team, like, and, you know, that's the target for us.
Oh, absolutely. And finally, it puts you in a strong position. I know Derry obviously there as well, to be claiming maybe a semi-final spot. Obviously the team that tops it will be doing that. If you're second, it'll be a home quarter final for you, so you're in a good position to be claiming something out of the group.
Yeah, I don't know how the other result went tonight between Fermanagh and Antrim. I'm not too sure.
It was a win for Fermanagh.
Oh, Fermanagh won. So, yeah, no, look, we'll just get ready now for Antrim on Saturday. You know, we've a lot of work to do now, and to get ready for that. You know, we played Fermanagh the last day, and we were extremely lucky to get out of that with 2 points. You know, so we have to be at our guard for Saturday against Antrim, and we've got to treat them with the highest of respect.